All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. I'm doing Shell Hail Secrets. We don't have DP, because basically what we're doing is we're watching New Katashi, so when that runs out, we'll go to another game. But right now, we're watching New Katashi, so we don't really have time, you know, when we do the show, and then he wants to watch that, so we watch that, and then that's pretty much it for the night. But when that gets over with, which will probably be sometime next month, we'll get back to helping the hotties. I think we want to continue with that. So I will take the reins for Shell Hail Secrets, and I'm going to do these myself. Because this game's a little bit more cerebral, you know. It's not quite what we were looking for. I mean, it's cool, but I don't think it was really the kind of game that we wanted to do at night. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started with this. So we can go to the university administration. Valerie basically has the resources of the entire school at her command. And if I ask her for a favor as simple as finding someone out for me, she'll do it. She's a good resource, even if she has no idea who this guy is. I used my staff key to enter the building and head straight to Valerie's office. Ooh, unannounced visits? Very exciting. I'm here to check your fridge for illicit alcohol. Not for the cocaine? Phew! Actually, I was hoping you'd do me a favor. Finally, let me get the strap on and whip. Ooh, I like where this is going. I split a grin. It's not that kind of visit, actually. My typing pauses as I consider how I should word this. Looking for someone. And you came to me? Grim! Yes, I know it's weird, but it's for a good reason. I know it's for a good reason, otherwise you wouldn't have asked. I have access to a lot of school records. I can find a lot of people if I wanted to, but there's red tape. I can't just poke into private stuff for fun. That's why I prefer you to keep this quiet. This is getting yet more exciting. What spy games are you up to? It's more like detective work. I have a face I printed out. I want to know if you recognize him. Okay, let's see. Yikes! Hee hee. Not the world's most attractive man. Clearly he escaped from a beauty contest. Who is he? Why are you looking for him? I don't know, I think he's a thief. A thief? Where did you get his picture? Oh shit, the internet. The internet, And you know this guy is a thief? How? Call it a hunch. I know it's strange, but if you can just let me know if you've seen someone like him? You probably already know I haven't. I can't really put out an APB on someone for no good reason. But I can at least let campus police know. What should I tell him? That he... He stole a cell phone. Samantha Hunter's phone? The fuck? You know? I know her phone went missing recently. She filed a report. Oh, I guess that makes sense. Surprising that Sam was put together enough to file a report. Yeah, it's her phone, but don't tell her I'm looking for it. I want it to be a surprise. I think Valerie's starting to suspect that something is up. But all she does is give me some kind of crooked smirk and a suspicious eye. Well, if you want to be the hero, I'm not going to get in your way. But I have nothing to give you right now. I really appreciate it, Val. If anyone can find this guy, it's going to be Valerie in her office. But if she can't even find him, I doubt I will. We'll wait for something to come up. I'll regroup at home for now. I clear my support ticket so I can go out and investigate tonight. I can't stay up too late, but it's a good time to investigate. Okay, so where are we going to next? Probably nowhere at night. Night is a cop-out. There's nobody freaking there. Like, I'll show you guys this. Watch. Then I'll go to the Cram Comics. The mall is desolate. There's nobody here. Okay, then here's what we're gonna try to do again. So we can't go to the mall. We can't go to the comics. We can't go to the bar. Admin building is closed at night. There's nothing at all in this fucking game to do at night. It's literally just a cop-out. There's nobody there. It doesn't make any sense why they would even let you do night. It's like, oh, well, nothing's open tonight, so I'll just go to bed would be a much better option. So nothing fucking happened. Another school day. When do I graduate? I can't waste time. I gotta find the guy. So we're going to the bar. If anybody's come across this guy, it's Haley. She'd know a lot of faces. Surely she'd know the swollen, ugly mug on the photo. Good afternoon. She isn't behind the bar, but has a well-used cloth instead. She must be cleaning. She quickly tucks it away and prepares to get behind the bar. That won't be necessary, but thank you. Not here to drink? Maybe later. Not here to talk to me then, are you? Not a bad idea, actually, but I'd rather come when I have more time to dedicate just to her. She seems interesting to me. Kind of. I'm sure you see a lot of people coming and going. Haley casts a sarcastic glance at her empty bar. Alright, but you do see some people, right? Of course. Have you seen this man? I pull out the photo and show it to her. She narrows her eyes as she glances at it, pulling a thoughtful face. I want to say no, but you have seen him? His face looks familiar, but I haven't seen him in the bar. Thank you, this is the closest thing to a break I've gotten. Where have you seen him? Just places. Places? I'll be carpooling around with someone going to and from work, and I'll see someone that looks like that. So I've seen him around. Sorry, I can't be any more specific. That's a shame. So why are you looking for this guy? Do you want to pull up a seat and talk about it? I really shouldn't be drinking. You don't have to drink. I must make a very conflicted expression because Haley suddenly relents. It's fine if you don't want to talk about it. Thank you. So, just one thing I want to know. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I think I know what this is about. You took a friendly bet with Linus about why I suddenly picked up and left the other day. He said it had something to do with a friend of yours. I thought it was a security issue. Can you tell me who is right? Well? Oh, Linus thought I was being too imaginative. I had to leave immediately to fix it. It's pretty complicated, so it's probably not worth going over. I got plenty of time to listen if you want it. Thanks. That was too bad you had to leave. You and Linus seemed fun to hang out with. Probably won't be the last time I'm here. Come by any time. Oh, by the way, have you asked Dante about that guy you're looking for? Yes, I have. He didn't know? Of course not. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Strange guy. He's cool if you get to know him. Thanks. You're welcome. Hey, man, can you watch the front? I need to go to the restroom. You don't need to move. Just keep an eye out. What should I tell people? Heh, nothing. You know what I mean. Tell them the boss is away, but he'll be back shortly. Hank is the boss. Come on, man, let people believe I'm the boss, just for a second. Just to boost your ego? Yeah, just to boost my ego. Between you and Hank always putting me down. Shit, Hank overheard. Just a reminder that bathroom breaks are timed. Hank. Don't listen to him. Time my ass. What is this, Amazon? Where's the suggestion box? Where can I complain? Same place you take a bathroom break. Hank. Real funny. That's why Hank sits in the closet. He's constantly shitting and needs the toilet 24/7. Oh yeah, that's probably true. Hank, we know your secret. I do not shit 24/7. Hank. Ah, he's denying it. That means it's true. Is that right? I didn't fuck your mother last night. Hank. Hey, even if you did, go ahead and fuck her. I don't care. Now you're talking shit. Go take your bathroom break before you do it for real. Hank. I will. Best flippin' shit ever. You can't stop me. Linus grins before he heads off to the bathroom. If I didn't know better, I'd think Hank was serious about bathroom breaks being timed. But I know better. In an office chill enough to have a fridge full of beer isn't gonna sweat the small stuff. It's an IT department. We're tucked far away from anyone, from where anyone cares. Now that Linus is gone, I can unselfconsciously wallow in my frustration. All my avenues of investigation have been exhausted. To be honest, they were never that great to begin with. Now, Leah would have pinpointed the location of the cell phone in no time. Me, on the other hand, I don't know what I'm doing. Finding a thief like one might find a lost puppy seems silly now that I think about it. I have the best possible tool at my disposal. Recently, if the NSA didn't already have it, they killed it to get their hands on it. I should see what I can come up with. Let's see. I don't think I've really looked into much else in this program. There are a ton of small menus. It's the stuff you might expect. Open, save, load, exit. Load and save? Load and save what? It's a file manager. I try opening a random text file on my computer and it opens. I can even edit the text. So you can use it like Notepad, but why would it have this function? It seems like a superfluous feature. The other menus open up to various viewing preferences. You can go between daylight and night mode, for instance, and stranger, esoteric options. Like an admin BBS client? Was this program made in the 90s? I know of these, but I've never used one of them before. Don't you need a dial-up modem to use one of these things? Well, let's try it. I open up the BBS client. I'd expect it to ask for a phone number or address or something, but I'm left with a mostly empty screen. The console shows I'm connected, though. Connected to what, though? I wasn't prompted for anything. It looks like a terminal. Do I type commands like in an old DOS operating system? I should just try something. Maybe, hello world, that's the normal thing everyone tests with. I type it in. Hello world. Silent one. Who is world? I slammed the computer shut. Did it just respawn, who is world? No way, that couldn't have happened. Was someone else using recently? Wait a second, they're completely rational explanations. It could be an AI chatbot. It could just be giving canned responses. Now that I stop to think, there's nothing remarkable about getting a response. It's simply surprising. I open my laptop back up and re-enter my login. When the screen comes back up, there's nothing. Only a blinking triangle silently encouraging me to try again. Should I? Am I chatting with the same person who made the application? This is getting weird. Even weirder than it already was. If I were to re-enter something, would it still respawn? The tension is completely cut when my phone goes off. With strange annoyance, I pull my phone out and check who it is. Valerie. Okay, that's fine. No wonder it's a voice call. I hit answer. How's it going, Grim? I try and type my response, but I notice my fingers are as useless as flat, floppy sausages. Adrenaline for the surprise. I need to take a few breaths. You okay, Grim? The pause is good. I finally come down enough to be able to type without punching my phone. Yes. Good. Sorry to call you during work. I hope there's nothing important right now. Still feeling a little wound up. I'll cut the tension bit with a joke. Have you tried turning it on and off again? Heh, yeah, I bet you get that a lot. Listen, Grim, I've been looking for the guy in the photo, and I think I may have found something for you. Brilliant news. If I wasn't coming off a shot of adrenaline, I might be more excited. As it is, I feel more relieved than anything. The campus police said that someone matching that description is often seen behind the bar. You mean Savini's? Yes, that place. Okay, thank you. I'm glad to be of help. It's too bad I can't see your beautiful, happy face. As thanks, could you make a happy noise through the phone? I can't make a noise. So you can't make any noises? That isn't true. I can make noises. I just don't like to. I can force air through my ruined larynx and out my mouth. It just comes out like a creepy, shapeless moan. So I much prefer writing, singing, or using the text-to-speech thing. Signing, not singing. He's not singing. But she did help out quite a bit. I'm not sure she'll like what she hears. Yes, I can see why you don't do that. Now you understand. Thank you for your work. Should I send campus police with you? Shit, I'm not sure. If this guy really is a thief, who knows if he'll try and hurt me. On the other hand, the look on Sam's face when I single-handedly return her cell phone. Besides, that guy in the photo didn't exactly look healthy. I don't think he'd be some big threat. That'll be fine, thank you. If you turn up dead in an alley, I'll text you before that happens. Heh, excuse me. Can you pick up my corpse? I'd like to have an open casket and these raccoons are closing in. I quietly chuckle. Yeah, I can take care of myself. Don't worry about me. I trust you. Good luck. Let me know if there's a problem. Now, what to do? Should I go immediately? I guess time is of the essence. Can I really get out of work? What do I tell Hank? Hey, Hank, do you think I could take off work? I need to save someone's cell phone. A few seconds and... That's a new one. Is that what you tell your professors when you're late with assignments? Hank. If I wanted to fool you, I would have come up with a better lie. I'll remember that next time your third cousin dies or a family emergency comes up. Hank. I'm serious. I need to go get someone's cell phone. I'm sure it won't move for a few hours. Hank. Why is Hank being such a stickler? This doesn't make any sense. Come on, I never asked for time off. Maybe I'm a little irritated you left Savini's early the other day, leaving Linus to do your job all alone. Hank. That thing at Savini's? That was a genuine emergency, and by the time I left, the work was already done. In any case, you were technically on the clock, and you should have told me, even if it was an emergency. I don't ask for much around here, and I let you get away with a lot. All I need is a little respect. Hank. He's bringing this stuff up now? That was over a week ago, I think. Has he been harboring bad feelings all this time? Hank needs time to cool off. I don't think he's going to be particularly enthused about letting me go early. I guess I have no reason to think that this homeless guy is going to move in the next hour or so. But who knows, it could be the case that he'll be gone. I know leaving early would piss Hank off, but getting that phone is important. The worst thing Hank can do is fire me, and I really don't think he'd do that. On the other hand, it is only an hour until work ends. It probably won't make a big difference. It's only an hour. Nothing will change. I can avoid pissing Hank off, and I'll probably still get the phone. The clock ticks and ticks. I watch every minute. When it finally hits the hour hand, work is over. Linus slowly gets ready to leave as I rush out the door. Okay, straight to the alley behind Savini's. The faster I can get there, the better. Behind Savini's, right? Alright, I guess this is it. Should I have brought a weapon? Shit. Even if I didn't, what am I gonna say? I don't need to commit yet. I can go into the alley, check if he's there. If he isn't, I leave. Simple as that. Let's try it out. I walk behind Savini's into a hobo living room. Old furniture is laid out, soiled, and perhaps recently used. There's a cupboard on three or four hinges. But nobody here. And certainly nobody that looks like the photo. I guess he's not here. Better leave before he comes back. Shit, why am I feeling so scared? It's just one guy. I gotta control myself. Is this a time to look for clues? If Leah were here, she'd know exactly where to look and how to interpret the scene. I'm just an IT tech. I don't do this investigation stuff. Grow a spine, Grim. Grow a spine and look for clues. It's rusty, squeaky, made of thin steel or aluminum. I can imagine it in an office holding reams of paper and office supplies. What does it hold now? Hopefully one or more cell phones. Nope, bottles and beer cans. What else would it be? Interestingly, also a pint glass with Savini's printed on it. Could it be a customer? I don't want it to be too obvious that someone has been through here, so I leave things as they are. But there's definitely no cell phone. I really don't want to sit on this thing. I feel like I'd be stabbed in the ass with a spring. The cushions look to be of some weather-resistant material, so it has that going for it, at least. Coins. I guess even hobo sofas accumulate this stuff. But no cell phone. Maybe it's somewhere else? Anything could be hidden in the dumpster, including dead bodies. I really hope I won't find a dead body. I probably won't, but the idea is stuck in my head now anyway. I build up my courage and finally take a look. Oh boy, so much in here. If there's a dead body, it's below all the plastic bags rather than above them. If Sam's cell is in here, it's lost forever. There's no way I can find it, even if I did have the willpower to search through all this garbage. Leah, on the other hand, would be tearing through these bags like a starving raccoon if there's even a chance it would bring her closer to an answer. If it's in the dumpster, I'm toast. There's no point in checking. Oh, we checked the chair already. Okay. I look at the mattress. It is damp and off color. I really don't want to touch it. Whoever stays here keeps a plastic tarp near the mattress. It might double as a blanket and weather protection. For the sake of science, I'll have to check under the mattress. There'd better be a cell phone. I wear a couple of plastic bags as gloves before I take the plunge. Yeah, definitely do that. Nope, just porn mags. What else would you expect? Whoever this guy is, he's given glasses and black hair to all the girls with a thick permanent marker. Clearly, he's got someone in mind. Whatever his deal is, I don't want to know. Okay, so this guy likes porn, beer, and he's homeless. You know, other than the homeless thing, he just sounds like most men. So I've learned nothing. As expected, I've got no cell phone, no motive, and I have no idea if I'm even in the right place. This could be someone completely different, for all I know. I'm out of my depth when it comes to this kind of stuff. The only thing is, this guy sleeps right outside of Savini's. Haley should have known there was someone back here. She also should have recognized the guy immediately. Fuck, I'm probably gonna have to talk to her. I didn't want to get confrontational. Let's see what she has to say. Completely empty today, except Haley looks like she's in the middle of cleaning a table. She suddenly perks up as soon as she sees me. Hey, silent one. I quickly type a response. Hi, Haley. I was wondering when you stop in to rehydrate. Care for a drink? No, thanks. Not right now. Tell me again, do you recognize this man? Haley clearly doesn't like my tone, or more accurately, my look. She edges back, her rear coming close to a table. Well, I said he looked familiar. You know him? I don't know him. But you've definitely seen him. I guess so, but I don't know how I can help you. He lives right behind Savini's. You must know who he is. Does he? I don't know. Is there a reason why you're protecting him? I'm not protecting anyone. There has got to be a way to prove that she does. Think for a second. Think. Of course, that proves it. The man in the picture must be the one who lives behind Savini's. Look at this picture. That sign behind his head is exactly the same one that's hanging in the alley. They are the same person. I honestly didn't even see that. But you know who he is. I don't even know his name. He lives in the alley behind Savini's. He's rarely there when I'm around. Why don't you tell me the truth? Because... Maybe I respect that some people just don't want to be found. I don't know why you're looking for him, but I don't think he's a bad guy. Bad guy or not, I need to find him. He has something that belongs to a friend. Okay, just promise you won't turn him into the police or something. I won't. He's usually here at night. If you wait around a little, he should be back soon. Thanks. Do you want a drink while you wait? Yeah. Honestly, talking to Haley has been kind of a relief. It looks like I won't need a weapon to deal with this guy. But if he isn't a bad guy, I feel kind of bad going through his stuff. All this is making me feel more and more like I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm way over my head. Honestly, sneaking around, spying on people, rifling through people's things, it isn't me. And the look of fear in Haley's eyes as I confronted her, however mild it was, it didn't make me feel good. I don't know what I'm doing at all. Haley comes and slides me a drink. I can tell she's trying not to look at me. When she passes, I finish my thought. I'm sorry. What was that? I didn't mean to accuse you of anything. Accuse me of what? Accuse you of lying. You were just trying to keep someone's privacy. I really am trying to help a friend, though. I've got nothing personal against this guy. For all I know, he picked up my friend's cell phone to keep it safe. I appreciate that. Can I ask how this man became your number one suspect? That's a completely natural question, but fuck, I can't really tell her anything. Now that I think about it, I've probably raised all kinds of questions about how I got this picture in the first place. I don't have a good answer. I have a source, but I'd rather keep that private, too. I understand. She leaves, but she's gonna keep thinking about it for sure. I know I would. By the time I finish my beer, it's gone dark. I think I can go ahead and see this guy. I give Haley a little nod before I leave. Finally, now it's time. I really hope that Haley was right when she said he wasn't bad, but who knows? I have to go forward. I turn the corner and I finally lay my eyes on him, the guy. After a week or so of looking for him, he's grown in my imagination from some homeless dude to something larger than life. I doubt that he can be that strange, though. I don't want to surprise him. He might get defensive. But I can't really tell him I'm here. I get as close as possible. Instinctively, I try to be quiet, even though that is probably the last thing I should be. I type hello into the text-to-speech app. Hello. Rah, you ain't taking it. I failed. His eyes are wide, and he's in fight or flight. I have to calm him down. I'm not good at this at all. Hello, do you live here? Do I live here? Who's asking? Some kind of robot? No, I'm a person who can't speak. Oh, a person who can't speak, huh? Wait, my detective instincts are kicking in. Hold on a second. Is he meditating? Sorry, my detective juices are running low. But if I had to guess, you're a mute. Correct. So I really am the world's greatest detective, huh? He's Batman? You're the world's greatest detective? Yeah, what did I just say? But you already knew that coming in, didn't you? You probably even recognize me, don't you? I don't recognize you. You ain't fooling me, you knew. Yes, you knew that I am Batman! Really? Oh no. You! Me? No, not you, you! Change it right now. Change what? I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to him. Change it! That's better. What changed? Who are you talking to? You wouldn't understand. Shit, I'm glad I have a text-to-speech thing. I don't think I could form words without it. Sir, Batman. Batman, I think you found something that belongs to a friend of mine. Like what, a rubber duck? No, I wouldn't have come if it was just a rubber duck. I mean a cell phone. A cell phone? Oh, thank God, I thought you were here for the rubber duck. Do you have one, a cell phone? I was out walking my toaster when I saw it, the rubber duck. I don't care about the rubber duck. Someone had discarded the rubber duck when I decided to procure for my own use. I don't care. Beside that duck was a cell phone, you see. Where did you find both of these objects? Someone had left them on campus at a nearby university. That very well could have been Sam. I knew them, that whoever tracked down the cell phone was worthy to carry on the torch, to be the second greatest detective. You! Me this time? Yes, you this time. You are the world's second greatest detective. You followed a path of carefully laid out clues, and now you know the true identity of me, Batman. Thank you for keeping this cell phone safe for me. I have to return it. Good, very good. Here it is. The one calling himself Batman pulls out a phone from his pocket. This is very important, Robert. I mean, Robin. You have a great gift. You must use it to protect people. Fight injustice, Robin. Keep the hordes of tyranny and darkness at bay. The world needs you. I can't really answer without using my hand, so I simply pull back. Thank you. I have to go now. How'd I get myself out of this conversation? Remember what I said, Bobbert, Robert, Robin. You can't neglect your own duties. There's evil here. Bad stuff is going around, and the world needs you to fix it. I'm too corrupted by my wealth and decadence to be of any use to anyone anymore. It's all up to you now. People need you, especially Professor Frank Craven. He really fucking needs you. The fuck is he on about? Thanks, I'm gonna go now. Frank Craven? Where have I heard that name before? But who cares? I have Sam's cell phone right now. She's gonna be over the moon to see this thing back. I guess it's too late to call her now, which is fine. I have some time to come up with a good story. But what was that thing that Toaster Man said? That a guy called Frank Craven was in trouble? Who even is Frank Craven? Toaster Man said something about him being a professor. If that's the case, I should be able to look him up on the app. I need a place to sit down. How did it go? Did you get your friend Sting back? Yeah, clocking out? Yeah, soon. I had to stick around and see how your issue turned out. Yes, it went smoother than I thought it would. Could I use your Wi-Fi for a second? Sure, the password is Savini, no caps. Oh, sorry, of course you know. You were the one that set up the router. Thanks. I take a seat, log into the network, and start scanning over the list of faculty and students. Looks like that crazy toaster man knew something after all. One Frank Craven does work for the university, but in trouble, that remains to be seen. I select his name and take a look. A few recent messages, texts, sent and viewed. Because of the way the app is organized, I can't view them both at once, so I open the sent ones first. A few come up. To unknown, from Frank Craven. Message, at drop site. At drop site? What does that mean? According to the meta information, the message that was sent 5 minutes ago. So he must have been waiting for quite some time. Next message was sent a minute ago. To unknown from Frank Craven. Message, where are you? Getting nervous. Hearing things. getting nervous, hearing things. If Toaster Man was right, it wasn't paranoia. To unknown from Frank Craven. Message. Abort. Been followed. Shit! To unknown from Frank Craven. Message. Negative. Save yourself. Save yourself? Seeing those words in real actual life is sending me the worst chills. That was 10 seconds ago. And I have no idea where he is. Wait a second. Metadata saves the GPS coordinates. I copy that. And paste it into Google Maps. The Shale Hale parking garage. My car is parked nearby. I could drive over and... And what? Save him? From what? People with guns? Drug dealers? CIA or KGB agents? Maybe you'll go over there and find out this is all a trap for you. This has nothing to do with me, and I've never really stuck my neck out for anyone. Especially not for a stranger. Especially not for a man. I'm not obligated to go save this guy, whoever he is. Who's to say he's not the bad guy? Every day I get more and more involved in this weird drama that has swept me up. I didn't want this, but this app has given me power. If I don't use this power to save a life, I'll feel awful. If this guy dies, it'll be on my conscience forever. I can just drive over there. Once I'm there, I can assess the situation. I don't have to do anything. Yes, I'll go over there just to see. My car isn't parked far, but my heart is racing so fast, I'm really not sure I can drive straight. Calm down, Grim. Panic will not serve you at all. Get inside and slowly drive to the parking garage. I quickly drive over through the thankfully empty streets. I don't see anything, but I hear something. Grunts, ruffling cloth. Something is going on. If I focus, I can pinpoint it. Slowly, I drive towards it, and I see something that... I've never seen a fight in my life, but this can't properly be called a fight. This is something that happens on television, but here it is right in front of me. I can't rush out of my car to help, though. I'm only one guy. I have to turn back. Wait, no, I don't have to get out of my car. I can just use my horn. That'll frighten them, I think. I start pressing the horn, but it doesn't engage like I thought it would. Something holds me back from really pushing down on it. Come on, really lean into it. Shit, why did I do that? They know I'm here now and they're gonna come for me. I'm about to slam my foot into the gas, but... They start running instead. My plan worked. I was so scared, but I did it anyway. When I fantasized about saving someone's life, I always imagined it'd be a cute girl. Instead, I have this heaving, breathless old man in front of me. Now that I'm out of immediate danger, I can slow down and appreciate what I just did. No matter who this guy is, I saved him. I did a good thing. But thank you. I can't respond, so I just start helping him up. I thought it was the end. It's all good, that's what I wanted to tell him, but it looks like that'll have to wait. Wow. Okay, that's the end of the second episode. So again, you can support them with all this good stuff here, and they're doing Streaming for Love right now, which is their newest game. So let's look at the next episode. Hey there, would you like a recap? No. Alright guys, and that's where we're going to end Shale Hale Secrets for today. We will see you next week with more Shale Hale Secrets on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I am out.